Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. Hi, it's February, and in honor of my favorite holiday, Valentine's Day, we are going to have Sex Month here on the Sophia Chang Show. Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday because it is the only one that you can celebrate on your own. Every other holiday requires family or friends who actually care about you. I have none of that, so Valentine's Day it is. All you need is yourself, maybe a bathtub, maybe the Eden's Fantasy catalog. I'm not getting paid by them, but hey, throw some coupons my way, Eden's Fantasy, if you're listening. And, you know, I celebrate with sometimes a Twilight DVD. Other times, usually I take myself out and I go see a movie that nobody else wants to see with me. So that's why I love Valentine's Day. Now, the Sophia Chang Show has never been an all-ages show because there's a lot of cussing. However, for Sex Month, I do recommend that you be age of consent where you live. In the UK, that's 16. You lucky minxes, you. In the wizarding world, that's 17, makes you a full-fledged adult. And in the US, as well as most parts of the world, that would be 18. Now, however, if you have hippie liberal parents who, you know, send condoms to you when you're in boarding school, these are true facts. Then they give you permission to listen, then feel free to join on in. You will learn a lot. So one of the more fun things I did in my early 30s, which is kind of the halcyon days, is like the heyday of all the awesome shit that Sophia did, I was a women's life coach focusing on sex and dating and relationships. That's right, I was a sex coach. I ran a website called sexlovestory.com, which I believe I'm still paying for. So if you should like to take a gander, please feel free. Now, I decided to go into this because sex and love and storytelling are pretty much what life is about. It doesn't get much better than that. If you're not having sex, if you don't have any love, if you don't know how to tell a good story or how to live a good life, one worth telling a story about, maybe you should hire me. Go ahead and contact me. I think you do. I think you need me. You need me. You're not living. So a big reason why I did this was because women are not having good sex. And you want to know why? This is the secret from a sex coach. The secret to why women are not having good sex. It's because men suck. They suck in bed. I'm not even kidding. I'm really actually not being facetious. The number one reason is men are terrible. So unfortunately, men are not the ones seeking help. It's always the women who want to improve themselves. And the most a guy will do is like listen to Gary Vaynerchuk and try to crush it. Well, you know what? Crushing it in bed, it doesn't feel good. So yeah, maybe less crushing. Maybe a little more rubbing in a light circular motion. we'll get into the particulars. I really want this month to be educational as well as entertainment. Edutational. Is that what they call it these days? I don't know. So that's my main reason is I really wanted, my tagline was life's too short. Have good sex. Life really is too short to be having shitty sex. I will say, though, that there are two schools of thought on the good sex or you just having it in general. The first is, so I remember one of my best friends, when I was in my 20s, I had this lovely best friend, and she asked me, would you rather have constant mediocre to satisfying sex, so me like decent sex, not great, good enough, would you rather have it all the time, every day, or would you rather have it only sporadically, like once a week, but it's mind-blowing? And I was like, give it to me every goddamn day, thanks. Why is this even a question? And she's like, me too, I agree. So there's two schools of thought, like absolutely. I think mediocre sex is better than great sex if you can get it consistently, preferably with the same person so that they can get to know your body. This sleeping around thing, this Tinder life, it's not working out for you. It's probably why guys are bad in bed. It probably is. Now, one of the reasons why guys are so bad in bed has to do with the fact that we live in a puritanical society. I've said this so many times before. We're super repressed. Add to that if you're incredibly religious. Add to that if you're also Asian. Add to that or any other kind of repressed ethnicity on top of that. And we've got a lot of ignorance going around. So this is where the women come in. Ladies, you are not off the hook. You are also to blame for your shitty sex. If you're not coming, that's your problem, okay? That is your fault. Either you're not janing off enough, so you don't know your body, you're not educating yourself, you're too repressed and you're afraid to ask people, so you need to take that stick out of your butt. I'm just gonna grab onto that right now for you. You know, I don't like the butt, but for you, my ladies, I will pull that stick out of your butt right now for this month. Have a listen. I hope you can learn something about yourself. I hope you can have better sex because that really is the whole point of everything. Honestly, who wants to go through life uptight, stressed out, in a bad mood? I mean, relax a little bit. There's nothing that can relax you more than orgasm. Believe me. People say mindfulness. Guess what? Science, I'm going to use good old science, has proven through the modern technology of brain scans that women's brains actually turn off when we orgasm. That's right. It is so powerful. It doesn't happen for men, and that could be because male orgasm is so short, that it's difficult to, make a brain scan with any kind of statistical significance. However, women's orgasms, which are quite long, can be up to around 10 seconds, and we will talk more about that later on because that's another issue. Men are not allowing us to come for as long as we want to. God, you guys are screwing us out of a good orgasm, man. You're screwing us badly. Stop screwing us so badly. Okay. I get so impassioned about this. You see, this is why I was a coach. I just love this subject. But anyway, the several parts of the brain shuts down, especially the part that thinks. Oh yeah, we have no prefrontal cortex when we orgasm, which is why it is such an amazing experience, which is why it feels so good, which is why you need to have so many all at once, all the time, every day, all day long. And if you don't, divorce your husband and find a better one. You heard it here on the Sophia Chang Show. I don't even believe in divorce. And I'm asking you to leave your man and get one that can get you to turn your brain off, because when you get to turn those parts of thinking parts of your brain off, you can achieve that feeling of nirvana that people have been meditating for centuries to try to get. Simple, huh? Nature. She didn't mess up. Thank you so much for listening to the Sophia Chang Show in 2020. Whether you have been a longtime listener since episode number one in 2018, or you just joined in, great episode to join in, by the way, I am incredibly appreciative because without you, I would just be speaking into an empty room, which is really weird. This show is a labor of love. I put in all of my heart and my time and my energy into this, and you can really help me out by passing it on to your friends, by sharing it on social media, and by especially giving it 5 stars and a great review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. I'm on Spotify. Just subscribe and follow. I'm everywhere. I love you. Thank you for listening.